Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt with Pat Benatar. It's Craig Russell in the Afternoon Hustle. It's 2:18. Time for the business of the week, and it's the last one for Miller's Landing this week. Adam Cook has been on all week to talk about the wonderful things having to do with Miller's Landing. For starters, I'm going to publicly tell you this. You brought me a piece of Oreo cheesecake yesterday. Amazing. Now, look, I'm no expert about stuff, but I can tell when you get a food service cheesecake and it's just been doctored up.
Oh, absolutely.
Or if it's a real homemade cheesecake. And this is the real deal. Real homemade cheesecake. It was fantastic.
Ah, glad you enjoyed it. That's
Thank
awesome.
You very much. It was
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Make sure when you're in Miller's Landing, get some of the cheesecakes. It's unbelievable. What are we talking about?
Well,
business
see,
of the
it,
week?
It's Friday.
It's Friday. That's right.
Prime rib.
Oh.
Prime rib. You can only get it on Friday and Saturdays at Miller's, starting at 5. We have three cuts, a 10, 14, and an 18-ounce for the really hungry man out there. It also comes with
Or hungry woman.
Or hungry woman.
Don't think there is a woman who couldn't put away an 18-ounce piece of prime rib.
You are correct.
That's right.
And then it all comes with the free salad bar.
Oh,
and
sweet.
So you get all your fixings for your salad. And then also we have a ranch salad on there, potato salad, cottage cheese, your coleslaw.
Baked potato. You get a baked potato
you
can, come with
yep,
it?
Yep, you can also get the side. Baked potato, loaded hash, loaded baked potato, however you want to do it.
Right
yep.
on.
And so, Friday and Saturdays,
Friday,
5 to 9.
Friday and Saturday tradition at Miller's Landing.
Yep, absolutely.
At primary.
And
get
also,
there, get there early.
Yes.
So the cut that you
guaranteed.
Want is there. Yep.
Yep. And then also, speaking of Fridays, football's coming up.
That's right. Less than a month, about a little over a month.
A little over a month. Yep. And so we are actually going to do something new this year.
Okay.
We're going to call it Late Night Friar Football Fridays.
Okay. What's that entail?
And so we're also going to stream all the football games on Friday night in Miller's.
Sure.
So if you can't make it to an out-of-town game or the weather's not so nice or whatnot, we'll have the game streaming live. At Miller's, and then also on Friday nights, we're going to have the Friars open late, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2 in the morning, however late people like to stay and eat and drink. And, so when the football game gets over, we're right next door.
You could probably walk.
Literally walk over, because I know a lot of people are hungry, obviously, after the game. So come for a bite to eat, a couple snacks. All Friar foods, and have some drinks and have a good time and hopefully talk about a Wildcat win.
Going to have a lot of them this year.
I hope so. I'm excited.
That's cool. That's a really cool thing to do. Yep.
So,
that's cool.
So and then we'll see how well that goes and see if it continues on after football.
Okay.
For the rest of the fall and winter months as well. So that's pretty exciting. Something coming up. And then also with the bar, something new is going on with the bar scene. The NA beers.
Non-alcoholic beers.
Non-alcoholic beers. Okay. It's kind of becoming a little trend. I can't really tell you why, but it just is.
There are people who like the taste of alcohol, but don't necessarily want to lose control.
The content.
Yeah, or don't want to have to deal with that.
So you know? we are adding more and more NA beers, it seems like, every week. Right now we have the Blue Moon NA, and it literally tastes like Blue Moon.
Sure.
Yeah, there's literally no difference. Heineken 00, and then we're also getting, for the ladies, pregnant or want to not show they're pregnant and try to sneak a drink here or there, we're going to get White Claw.
Okay.
And so there's like four different flavors of those.
Wow.
We'll have that next week. And Corona NA. We'll have that as well.
So you guys are the full service deal. Not
full
only,
service,
even people
looking out for everybody.
That's right. Even people who don't want to have alcohol but want to enjoy a drink here or there or, just want to be social. You can do that at Miller's Landing.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we have all the regular beers. We have 10 beers on tap, a whole variety, the IPAs, and, of course, the Iowa staple Bush lattes.
Sure.
So we have that. Ultra, that's my go-to. I love Mick Ultra.
Gotcha.
It's just so refreshing. And it is Friday, so
might
have to have one or two of those.
After prime rib tonight.
After a big old prime rib, absolutely. We also have wine, Chardonnay, Moscato, White Zin, Merlot, Sweet Riesling, and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Ooh, that's fancy.
I just like saying it. It just sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy. I'm not going to, you're right there with it.
And then also we have bomb shots. People like shots. Sure. It's called the Chuck Norris. We have liquid ice. Apparently, that's not very, not a lot of people have liquid ice around.
Okay.
So all it is Cherry McKillicuddy's and liquid ice. But that's probably the number one shot we sell. Just
wow.
People love the liquid ice.
Because you guys have more than just beer and wine. It's liquor, too.
Oh, right? Yeah. We have over, probably 60, 70 liquors on hand.
Make all the classic drinks and everything like that.
Yep. So. And it's Iowa. Nothing too crazy, but we do have a select mixed drink list here with just stuff we gathered over the years and put together. And, so we got that. And what else? Patio's open.
That's
beautiful.
Should be a nice night for the patio.
Should
a little
be a
warm,
great night.
A little warm. It's supposed to be warm this weekend, but not too bad tonight.
You can sit out there, have some drinks. Your kids can. We have bags out there, ladder golf. We got all that. Chalk for the little ones. They can color all over the parking lot right there. We have a couple spots reserved just where you can just color and do all that stuff.
Yeah, have a couple of drinks on the patio while you're waiting for your prime rib, and then
Hopefully the bugs aren't too bad. We spray and spray and spray, and jeez.
Yeah.
They're
bad this year.
It is endless bugs this year. It's crazy.
But if we have a break from them tonight, you can enjoy that.
Yeah, hopefully. We have a fan out there, so shoo them away a little bit anyway. So
yeah, you could start off on the patio and then go inside and eat your prime rib.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we got going on this weekend. And then, of course, Sunday, we'll just end the week with the Sunday breakfast buffet. So, like I said, that runs 9 to 1.
Bottomless mimosas,
$10. $10, all you can drink. We got orange, pineapple, and cranberry. And then we also have the thing called the Sunday Scary, which is just liquid ice with champagne.
Okay.
It'll get you amped up. There won't be no afternoon nap. I promise.
Because I'll tell you, if you enjoy that buffet, you will have an afternoon nap.
Oh,
that thing,
true.
Man,
this will definitely offset it for sure.
Business of the week, Miller's Landing here in Humboldt, 169, right by the high school. So stop in and say hi to Adam tonight while he's cooking the prime rib. Are you doing the prime rib tonight?
Nope. I got my other guys doing it. But I'll be out and about. I'm
you'll be
the glorified busser tonight.
There
so,
you go. You'll be around. We'll say hi to Adam tonight and everybody at Miller's Landing. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
There you go. It's 225 now at 97.7 The Bull. Updated forecast next.
The American cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.